Welcome to this month's Patient Informational Minute, where each month we share important health information relevant to our community and resources available at U.S. Naval Hospital Sigonella and our local network. I am Captain Vernon, the commanding officer of U.S. NMRTC Sigonella. In February, we celebrate Valentine's Day, and in that spirit, I think it's important that we talk about matters of the heart. This month has been designated as the American Heart Month. To expand, I am excited to introduce Dr. Rosie Ayala, a world-class cardiologist who has received her education from the University of Catania, Italy, and has gained multinational experience in her field of medicine. We are fortunate to have her here as our network cardiologist.
Thank you, Captain Vernon, for this kind introduction. I'm honored to be here with all of you as part of this month's Patient Informational Minute, especially as we focus on heart health during American Heart Month. Now, as a cardiologist, I'm really excited to share important information and resources with our community, and I look forward to discussing ways we can all take better care of our hearts. So it's truly a privilege for me to serve as your network cardiologist, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to connect with everyone today. So let's dive into some heart healthy tips and insights to keep us all informed and motivated to make positive changes.
Dr. Ayala, what are some of the ways that can empower us to make heartfelt decisions?
When we think about making heartfelt decisions related to heart health, there are several key topics that can truly empower us to take control of our well-being. First, I think that the most important thing is understanding risk factors. This is crucial. Things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, and even stress can increase the risk of heart disease. But the good news is that many of these can be managed or even reversed with lifestyle changes. Second, diet and exercise play a significant role in heart health. A balanced diet, rich in fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats, along with regular physical activity, can have a profound impact. Even small changes like walking more or incorporating heart-healthy foods can add up over time. Third, mental health, often overlooked, but it's just as important. Chronic stress, anxiety, and depression can have negative effects on the heart. So finding ways to manage stress and develop healthy coping mechanisms is essential. Lastly, I always encourage regular checkups with a healthcare provider. Preventive care can help catch any potential issue early, so you can address them before they become more serious problems. By making informed decisions in these areas, we can truly take charge of our heart health and improve our overall quality of life.
Can you explain what is the relationship between diet and cholesterol?
When it comes to heart health, one of the most impactful areas is certainly nutrition. What we eat plays a huge role in our heart health, so it's something we can actively manage every day. First and foremost, the key to maintaining healthy cholesterol level is to be mindful of saturated fats and trans fats. These fats can increase your LDL cholesterol, commonly known as your bad cholesterol, and contribute to plaque buildup in the arteries, which increases the risk of heart disease. So what's the solution? Focus on heart healthy diet, which aligns with the guidelines provided by the American Heart Association. Now, here are a few specific recommendations. First of all, limit unhealthy fats. We're talking about saturated and trans fats found in processed foods, fatty meats, and full fat dairy, which raise your bad cholesterol, your LDL cholesterol, and increase heart disease. Choose healthier fats. Opt for monosaturated and polyunsaturated fats from sources like olive oil, avocados, nuts, and fatty fish, for example, salmon. Increase your fiber intake. Foods like oats, beans, apples, and whole grains help lower cholesterol and support heart health. This is very important. Eat fruits and vegetables. Aim for at least 4 to 5 servings a day to provide essential nutrients and reduce inflammation. And finally, limit processed foods and added sugars. These can contribute to weight gain and heart disease risk. Small, gradual changes to your diet can lead to big improvements in heart health, helping to lower cholesterol, manage blood pressure, and reduce your risk of heart disease.
Will you please talk about how smoking affects our hearts?
Smoking is one of the most harmful habits when it comes to heart health. Cigarette smoke, both firsthand and secondhand, causes a wide range of damage to the cardiovascular system. It harms your blood vessels, making them narrow and less flexible, which increases blood pressure and reduces blood flow. This can lead to atherosclerosis, where plaque builds up in your arteries, increasing the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Additionally, smoking lowers the amount of oxygen in your blood, forcing your heart to work harder to supply the oxygen your body needs, which can over time weaken the heart and make it more vulnerable to disease. The good news, studies show that quitting smoking has immediate and long-term benefits. Within just 20 minutes of quitting, your heart rate and blood pressure drop to healthier levels. After 12 hours, the level of carbon monoxide in your blood returns to normal, improving oxygen flow. Now, most notably, within just 1 year of quitting, your risk of heart disease is cut in half. And with each year that passes, your heart health continues to improve. In the long term, your risk of stroke, lung cancer, and other smoking-related diseases significantly decrease. It's never too late to quit. And even those who have smoked for years can still experience substantial health benefits from quitting. If you're thinking about quitting, I strongly encourage you to seek out support. At Naval Hospital Sigonella, you can access valuable resources, including health promotions and wellness clinic, or your primary care manager. They can help guide you through the process with smoking cessation programs, counseling, and even with medication that can increase your chances of successfully quitting. Many people find that a combination of support, education, and tools help them quit for good. Quitting smoking is one of the best things you can do for your heart, and every step you take toward quitting is a step toward better health. The positive changes to your cardiovascular system start almost immediately and continue to build over time.
Can you share with our audience how physical activity is crucial for keeping a healthy heart?
According to the American Heart Association guidelines, aiming for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise like brisk walking or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity activity like running each week is a great way to maintain heart health. This works out to about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, which is achievable for most people. These activities help straighten the heart, improve circulation, and reduce the risk of high blood pressure, stroke, and heart disease. In addition to aerobic exercise, the American Heart Association recommends strength training at least 2 days per week, building muscle through activities like weightlifting, resistance exercise, or bodyweight workouts can help improve overall fitness, lower your blood pressure, boost your metabolism, and maintain a healthy weight. For busy families or those with a packed schedule, exercise doesn't have to feel like a chore. The American Heart Association suggests making physical activity fun and part of your daily life. Remember, every bit counts, even small. Consistent amounts of physical activity can make a big difference for your heart health over time.
What are some of the other major risk factors we should consider?
High blood pressure, high blood sugar, obesity, and stress are all major risk factors that can negatively affect heart health. These factors can lead to heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular issues. Stress, in particular, can raise heart rate and blood pressure and contribute to unhealthy behaviors, increasing the risk of heart problems over time. To protect your heart, it's crucial to monitor your health regularly. I mean, you need to know your numbers. Blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, and even your BMI. Stress management is also key. Practices like meditation, yoga, mindfulness, and even a simple walk in nature can help lower stress levels and improve heart health. By staying proactive about managing these risks, you can significantly reduce the chance of heart disease and maintain long-term heart health.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Ayala, and all information you have given us. All right, Sigonella community, there you have it. It's American Heart Month. Please take steps to eat healthier, move more, quit smoking, and manage your risk factors. Your heart will thank you. If you need more information, schedule your appointment at U.S. Naval Hospital Sigonella today to get started. Prevention is key.